Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. On the face of it, demand generation and account-based marketing sit at opposite ends of the marketing funnel. Different methodologies, different objectives. My guest today, though, believes that the two disciplines need to converge. He's Steve Russell, Strategic Account Director at Integrate, and he joins me now. Steve, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much for having me, Dave. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. So let's dive in, but actually kind of before we dive into the subject, I need to understand a little bit more about you. So tell us a bit about Integrate.
Absolutely. So Integrate, we help our B2B customers around the world and our agency partners on their behalf to create predictable, impactful, repeatable demand. And we do that with our precision demand marketing solutions. I'll allude to and put a bit more substance around that in a minute. We serve 700, 800 different B2B customers around the world. And last year we were voted B2B Marketing's MarTech Vendor of the Year, which we were thrilled about. And really what we're helping our customers to do, the revenue teams inside of these companies, is to serve their buyers and buying committees in a more relevant, timely way, drive better engagement and more sales opportunities from that.
Okay, so I'm talking to the right person and I'm talking to an award winner. So in which case, let's dive in. You have made a case, I think, for ABM and demand generation convergence. So perhaps you could take us through it.
Yeah, definitely, Dave. I mean, I'm not sure it's my case. There's lots of people making the case for this, but I certainly agree with it. And so probably a good place to start would be, what do we mean by demand gen and what do we mean by ABM?
Yeah, sounds good.
And as you mentioned at the top of the show, they are often at opposite ends of the funnel. Mm. So when we're talking about demand, we're typically talking about a broader, always-on motion. What we're trying to do is fill the funnel up with leads. And convert those leads into opportunities to fuel the sales organization. It's been a classical way of operating for many organizations over the years. Whereas with ABM, we're talking much more about highly targeted, aligned sales and marketing motions into strategic accounts that drive our reputation, relationships, and grow revenue within set named number of accounts. And success in ABM is more measured around account engagement and opportunities development. And when we're talking about convergence, what I really mean by that is what's sprung up as a result of demand gen and ABM operating at different ends of the scale is we've ended up with different teams, different processes, different technology, lots of silos that create inefficiencies and lost opportunities and extra costs. So when we're talking about convergence, what we're really talking about is the need for demand gen to become more precise and relevant in order to serve our buyers. Whilst When we're talking about ABM, which is a much more effective strategy, and the numbers bear that out, is being able to scale that in an effective way. And I've heard of this recently called full stack ABM. So this is what we mean. We mean combining, creating a unified single revenue engine and team to serve our buyers in the places and spaces they choose to go, where they choose to research, consider, and buy. And there's a number of factors driving this convergence, Dave. And we've mentioned demand needs to be more precise. There's a lot of noise. Conversion rates now from classic demand gen activity can be lower than 1%, where a lead converts into a closed won opportunity. And that's Forrester data. And it's getting worse and worse. So there's a lot of inefficiency in that approach as buyers switch off and go about through their own buying journeys. And obviously, we've mentioned how ABM needs to be able to scale because it's historically been very, very expensive to deliver ABM in such a highly personalized, customized way. So how do we scale that? We've then got, massive changes in the way B2B buyers behave these days. When we're, and in B2B marketing, if you're selling a solution to an organization that is a considered purchase, you're not just selling to one person. So we're not just talking about, an individual lead that we're trying to sell to. What we're trying to do is influence a group of stakeholders inside of that organization, the buying committee, if you like. Mm-hmm. And those buying committees have gotten larger and larger. And the higher price your solution, the larger the buying committee typically is. So, we need to think about that in our marketing and selling. Are we engaging all the right people in that organization? The number of touch points required these days has increased too. So the amount of marketing and sales touches needed to convert engagement into opportunities has grown to an all-time high of 27, according to Forrester now. Buyers are using more and more channels through which they do their research, and most of those are digital. So they're out there doing their own thing. They're much further through a buying journey before they're ready to speak to sales. So we need to be able to reach audiences in the places and spaces that they choose to be in that digital world. We need to be relevant. So, we don't want to be adding to the noise. We need to make sure that what we put in front of our stakeholders is valuable. It's going to help them do a better job or solve a problem or meet a goal. So we need to understand our buyers in order to do that. So that's but they expect it. Buyers have become, B2B buyers are also consumers, and they crave that consumer-like experience where you know them and can serve them. And as I just mentioned, we're getting less and less time. The sales team are getting less and less time with buyers. They're much more educated when they're ready to have that sales conversation. So marketers have got to do that job of, proving value before they're ready to speak to sales. And why am I saying all this? It's because when we're talking about conversion, there's a lot to line up in order to serve our buyers in a relevant, timely way across all of those channels. And, we've got to have the data and insight lined up. And that's hard to do if we've got it sat across the organization in different pots and teams. Mm. So that's another. Go ahead, Dave.
It all sounds very nice from a theoretical perspective. So yeah. Theoretically, my head is completely with you.
Okay.
But I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, practically, is it possible? Because it sounds kind of like, the strength of demand gen is broadly that you're able to get across a message relatively cost efficiently and effectively to a wide range of people. The benefit of account-based marketing is it's real targeting. You know, everyone says with account-based marketing, the key is you keep it small and you keep a focus. And if you've got people that, you know, don't kind of fit the bill, you kind of take them out of the story that you're building around ABM. So actually, is it really possible to have this, the kind of middle ground, best of both?
It's a great question, Dave. And, you know, it's fair to say that this is a, you know, a desire, a future state rather than the here and now. I mean, we ran at Integrate a survey that went out to 500 different marketing leaders, both here in the UK and in the US. And we asked them about this subject. And it's quite clear from the research that they, you know, 82% of these survey respondents said that they have a desire for a future state where demand and ABM are fully aligned or broadly aligned. And you know, if you think about and fully accepting of what you say, something's got to give, right? So you clearly can't personalize and customize to that extent at scale very easily.
Yeah.
But if you've got a converged single data layer and you've got the insights that are going to be far keener coming out of that, and you can use that to understand much more about your target audience, your target accounts, the stakeholders within them, what makes them tick, you know, what content to put in front of them when they're at different stages of the buying journey based on the behavior of previous prospects that have converted into opportunities. You know, if you can line that up, you can start to serve your audiences in a much more relevant way, in the right channels, with the right content. Sales and marketing can align around that insight, and sales can help to nurture and provide the right content to the right audiences. So there's a huge desire to get to that point. It's that there's a lot of difficulty often, you know, in aligning teams around a single set of KPIs enabling a way of working that's different to what they're used to. In a classical lead gen model, you would have a handover point where a lead goes to sales and then sales does the rest. But you know, there's definitely a desire to get there, and we at Integrate are helping our clients to get there by filling in some of the gaps and connecting some of the systems so that they can get to that insight they need to drive better marketing at scale.
So where do people start? How are they going about that convergence?
Yeah. So, you know, it will very much depend on the client. The kind of practical things that you can start to do today, you know, we need to, the other point to make is, economically times are tough out there and marketers are being asked to do more with less. And that's another driver of this converged state where they're not duplicating efforts. If you think about the buyer experience, you know, if you've got an ABM team targeting the same audience as the demand team, because they don't talk to each other, the experience for the buyer and buying committee can be confusing and frustrating. You know, that's brand damaging at the end of the day. That has the opposite effect. So there really is a compelling case to become unified. And you see a movement towards CDPs and data platforms pulling more and more insight into a single view. I think where we sit here and now, some of the most effective things that we see our clients doing, first of all, getting away from the idea of a lead and focusing too much on a lead. I heard it referred to as the Goldilocks problem. So, you know, accounts are too big, leads are too small. What's just right? You know, what's that ideal bowl of porridge? Am I mixing metaphors? But what that means is, you know, buying committees are what we should be focusing on. And there's a great anecdote that I like to tell that I think I heard Sixth Sense talking about, and they're a partner of Integrate. And it's really this idea of, you know, when you focus on a lead, and this is how our marketing automation platforms have brought us up to think, so that it's like the tech driving the behavior. But, you know, a lead is one person. And as we discussed earlier, inside of an organization, we need to influence multiple stakeholders. So if our tech and our focus is on getting, you know, Dave to consume a number of pieces of content so that he becomes an MQL because he reaches a threshold and we can hand him off to sales, we're really only focused on what Dave's doing and not what the buying committee is doing. And wouldn't it be interesting to know that there are 9 other people from Dave's organization who are in our buying committee that are also consuming content? And that is a powerful intent signal potentially. And there are more people there that we could be building relationships with. But the way companies tend to operate today is they just look at each one as an individual lead and they wait for that lead to meet an MQL threshold, which they may never do. And actually the compound value of knowing that there are multiple stakeholders engaging in your marketing should be a signal to prioritize it. So figuring out a way of looking at to what extent you're reaching your stakeholders and how engaged they are in your organization is a practical thing that you can do, particularly if you're piecing the data together.
And then what are the obstacles that you need to overcome to get that right?
Well, the obstacles, you know, that at the end of the day, the fundamentals apply, right? You need a great strategy, and tech enables a great strategy. So you need to get your leadership on board with this. It's going to, you know, in an ideal state, you have a unified data set, a unified tech stack to serve and operate perfect processes. But you also need a revenue team aligned around that as well. And so, you know, some of the challenges that apply to ABM apply to this scenario, you know, where you need to get sales and leadership buy-in, you need to get sales and marketing alignment, you need to connect. So stop buying shiny technology that works and point solutions that do, you know, little things that don't talk to each other, and start thinking about connectedness and the flow of the data, the engagement data, the campaign data, the contact data, the account data into a single view. Those putting that together is, you know, often a challenge, but you can start. You know, I love the saying, get going and get better, rather than, you know, this is marginal gains we're talking about, Dave.
With asking this question, I'm very mindful that I'm at risk of you just quoting at me a list of Integrate clients, but are there any organizations that you would say get this right today?
So they're on a journey. As I say, this is a future state. It's like utopia. And there's a lot to sort out, as we just alluded to. But yeah, we do see some clients are further along the maturity curve towards this converged state than others. And I could quote a bunch of Integrate customers who are on that, are more mature on that curve. I have a client right now who, you know, has a classic setup, if you like, with the way they go to market. It's demand gen, marketing to accounts. They want to get smarter. They've, you know, mapped out their buying committees, and they're starting to score their their performance and account priorities based on not just individual MQLs, but on the collective engagement of stakeholders within those target organizations. And that we're seeing that really manifest in better conversion rates. So we did we looked at the before and after. So this is a potential future award and case study that we're working on. But we were looking at, you know, attribution, because at the end of the day, we all need to contribute to sales growth and revenue and all of that sort of hard-nosed commercial stuff. And as this marketing leader, she looked at, okay, we've been running this program for 6 months with Integrate. We've joined a lot of our data together. We've changed our scoring model. To what extent has that impacted our pipeline? And we could see a significant number of new opportunities, I think 17, that were directly attributable to the new way of working, which is fantastic.
That's really impressive stuff. So look, you've given us a bit of an insight, Steve, into the future here, I think. If people want to find out more about this topic or speak to Integrate about their experience, what should they do?
Well, you know, my job at Integrate is really to help our customers and our agency partners on their behalf to drive more value from their marketing. So, you know, look me up, connect to me. I'm there for questions. Obviously, integrate.com is a fabulous resource. There's a lot of content that will, you know, build upon the themes and points that we touched upon today, Dave. Yeah, that's what I'd recommend doing.
Steve Russell, thanks very much for your time.
Real pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Thanks, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Steve Russell. Thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. And thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.